Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm sure all of you have gotten lost sometime in your life, maybe going on a road trip or on just on a journey, and you plan on going a certain direction, and as things went on, maybe you took a wrong turn somewhere. Maybe there was a detour, or maybe you're like one of those guys that they always joke about. It's like, I'm not going to ask for directions. Let's go this way. And it gets you in trouble. And in a lot of ways, that's us spiritually. The Bible teaches that we're strangers and pilgrims in this world. And if you're a child of God, there's going to be some time you go through a wilderness in your life, or multiple times. Sometimes it could be caused by sin. We want to go our own way. But not all wildernesses, not all dry, barren times in our lives are results of sin. Sometimes it's God may be wanting to teach us something, to test us, to refine us, to bring us through a journey that down the road we'll be able to help someone else with. And in 2005, my mom passed away, and the Lord worked it out that I was able to preach her funeral. And I know she was saved about a year, year and a half before she passed away. And so went through, preached her funeral, and it was like, it was a big high, if you want to put it that way. Like, it just, knowing where she was, and wasn't overwhelmed with grief, because it's like, hey, I'm going to see her again someday. And I was excited to be able to preach to all my lost relatives and share the gospel clearly with them. But then I went home afterwards, the day after, and I got up in the morning, and I was so dry spiritually. I felt so empty, and it was just, it was like going through a desert, a wilderness. And I remember just crying out to God that morning, Lord, I don't know why, I just feel so empty, so thirsty today. Lord, quench that thirst. And I'm not joking. I opened my Bible, and my very next Bible reading was Isaiah 41. And this is what God said to me, and it was really encouraging. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. And that was really refreshing to see that. God already planned that, because I've been reading that in schedule for months. And God already planned that before that day ever came. And it's interesting, all the wildernesses we go through. In Deuteronomy 8, Moses is recapping their wilderness wanderings for 40 years. And he gives different descriptions of the land they're going through, what they encountered and stuff. But there's a couple of verses that I thought were really interesting for pointing out. Deuteronomy 8, 15 and 16, it says, "Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna." It's like, even though it was, in that case, it was, well, one of the generation, the previous generation's choices to rebel, but then everyone else in the nation of Israel got stuck with wandering as well, like Joshua and Caleb and Moses, but God was still in control of every step of the way. And there's two passages that I find really interesting. And if you read Song of Solomon, when God repeats himself, he's trying to get a point across, whether it's a same phrase repeated over and over, or the same idea over and over. And in Song of Solomon 3, verse 6, it says, "Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke?" And it goes on to describe Solomon, who in the song is the Savior. And but then a few verses in the end of the book, 8, verse 5, it talks about the believer. And it says, "Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved?" And there's a couple of things I wanted to point out about that. First of all, the Savior went through the wilderness for us. Like, we talk about how he's experienced everything that we could go through. Well, he went through the wilderness first in his life. And the Bible, in Hebrews 12, it says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." And the word there for author, it has the idea of pioneer, trailblazer. He's the one that prepares the way. He's the one that provides our spiritual life, provides for everything we need in our spiritual walk with him, but he's also the one that blazes the path for us. He's the one that goes before us in all things. And so I love how that it talks about him coming out of the wilderness first, and then later on in the song it talks about us coming out of the wilderness. But the other thing that's interesting in that passage, it says, Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? If you're going through a hard time, if you're going through a wilderness, a dry, barren time in your life, the only way you're going to come out of that wilderness in a way that's spiritually beneficial, in a way that's going to bless you, is leaning upon your beloved. That's where you get the strength in life. That's where you get the healing. That's where you'll find everything you need, leaning upon the Lord. So this poem is called Thirsting in This Wilderness. I wrote it from the context of backsliding, not me being backslidden, but just from that wandering the wilderness because of being backslidden. But just think of it in the context of any wilderness that you face in your life. You'll come out when you lean upon your beloved. I've been striving so long in this wilderness so cruel, wandering around aimlessly. In fact, I've been a fool, searching for something else to fill this empty void inside, so blind to my own decision to leave the Savior's side. Growing rough and weary, no solid footing for my feet, stumbling through the tempter's snares only brought me swift defeat. This endless barren desert brings a parching, aching thirst that can only be quenched by the true love I knew at first. Faltering in the darkness with treacherous paths ahead, surrounded by fiery serpents, each shadow marked with dread, crying for some guidance, grieved I had ever gone astray, I heard a voice call out to me, "My child, this is the way." Turning to heed God's word, I see my shepherd standing there, with provisions to strengthen me, all my burdens to bear. With streams of living water, Jesus fills that thirst within, works his peace deep in my soul, brings me back to life again. It's interesting that pastor talked about the living water earlier, because when I choose these poems, we just do it on our own, and it's just God obviously had that theme planned for this morning, so that's neat. Next time you go through a wilderness, just remember to lean upon your beloved. Thank you.